This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I know this is talk radio, but I could play this whole song before I actually come in and talk. It's that classic song, yes. All right, bring it, Gary Richrath, Kevin Cronin, and the boys. All right, that's enough. All right. Welcome, folks. Hello, St. Louis and surrounding areas. You are listening to another edition of At Your Service. So happy to be talking to you tonight. My name is Dave Simons. By day, I am a certified financial planner and head of the Simons & Cordes Wealth Management Group, located within the friendly confines of UBS Financial Services. That's what I do during the day. At night, I lurk in the shadows. I don't. I'm kind of boring at night, frankly. But occasionally, I do get let out of the house and come downtown and get a chance to sit in the chair here as a replacement and at your service. I was here last week, a week ago Tuesday. I'm here, obviously, tonight. I will be here next Monday on the 2nd. So you can tell when all the big boys and girls take their vacations. They go down the line and go, plan B, plan C. Is there a plan like J? Is Simons, get him. So I'll be here on Monday from 1 to 3, kind of an interesting time frame for me, but I'm off that day because it's a holiday since the first is on a Sunday, so the financial markets are closed. I won't be doing anything, so yeah, I'll come downtown on Monday. And then one more time, a week from tomorrow night, that's Thursday, January 5th, I'll be same time here, 8 to 10. But let's talk about the present. My name again, Dave Simon, certified financial planner and all-around nice guy, and typically host of the Dollars and Cents show, which I have hosted off and on since 1996, January of 96. So we're coming up on 26 years. I am proudly here in the KMOX studios wearing my TCU Horned Frog shirt. So normally when we get to these national championship games in football, I'll watch it. I'm a big sports fan. I do have an interest in it, but I don't really have a rooting interest. I don't care because the teams I really care about never make it. So we'll start number one, Mizzou. You think Mizzou's anywhere close to playing for a national championship? I can hope and dream, but reality tells me otherwise. So the next best thing for me is TCU, because honestly, I spent more of my own personal money at TCU than I ever did at Mizzou 40 years ago when I went there and tuition was exponentially cheaper than it is today. Well, I send one of my kids down to TCU from 2013 to 16, full ride by Daddy Bank here. So you can see why I might have more than a passing interest. But seriously, we just fell in love with that school, and we've been big fans of TCU. We have a presence there. We ended up buying a little place down there, and my daughter, because she stayed in Texas. I don't know what it is. You go down in Texas, and a lot of times you don't come back. So she is living in Texas. In fact, she's going to be getting married. That's the kind of year it has been in the Simons household, by the way. We're going to start talking here in just a second about 2022 and sort of the heaviness out there, but it wouldn't surprise you to know that if I tell you my income is down, woe is me. But seriously, when it's tied to as a fee-based financial planner, and as the markets go down, and there's really been no place to hide stocks, bonds, and what have you, and I think we've done a very good job in terms of really guarding against the bigger losses, but they're still down, and so your income goes down on a relative basis. And then your own personal financial net worth goes down. Okay, whatever, it happens. But on top of that, when you are writing checks for your daughter to get married, and as I like to joke, I gave my wife and my daughter an unlimited budget, and they've exceeded it. Actually, it's not really a joke. It's very painful. And I don't know, when did all this change as opposed to like when my own parents got married 60 years ago and you just went into a church and you got married and you had a few friends to now it's like the Steve Martin Meet the Parents? When did all of that start to become a thing? And daddy just kind of writes the checks. I don't know. And then on top of that, since we're continuing this pity party here, we have long been on the Simon schedule for major home renovation, improvement, all that stuff. Well before we knew any kind of bear market was coming. Well before my daughter even got engaged. And so that happened in 22. So any chances of going into full retirement now that I'm age 60, that's just, let's say that's been pushed back. Honestly, I don't really have a date anyway, but whatever the date is, I think I've just moved it to like age 94 after this year. But really, as we close out 2022 and we look ahead to 2023, and I know that I'll be sitting at home watching the ball drop, most likely, I'll either be really happy or despondent. And it's going to have to do with the TCU-Michigan game. Nothing against Michigan, by the way. In fact, let me tell you, I've got some good friends who are Michigan grads and other friends whose kids went to Michigan. And if Michigan really was playing anybody else, I would most likely be rooting for Michigan. I really would. I like some of the teams that haven't really played for it all in a long time. So typically in recent years, we've had Alabama and Clemson and, of course, Ohio State. And in not the too distant past, we had Oklahoma. And so you get some of these same teams that are there. And even though Michigan's been pretty good, they really haven't gotten close until just the last couple of years. So I would probably be rooting for them. Georgia, of course, would be in that category of teams we've gotten used to being there. Well, now the upstart, the Wonder Kid, the Cinderella story, TCU is there ready to take on the behemoths of college football. So that's a 3 o'clock game. We'll be rooting for TCU. I don't want to get my hopes up too high, but man, if they were able to win it and play for the national championship, the Simons household will be very, very happy. And then I can go back to rooting for Michigan another time. But also, as we turn the page to 2023, when was the first time, how old were you all, when you remember watching or even participating in ringing in the new year? I distinctly remember my first time watching on television. I was 7 years old. So here in St. Louis, it would have been 11 o'clock local time because I was watching the ball drop at midnight there in New York at Times Square. And let me tell you why I remember it. I actually don't recall the ball itself dropping. I'm sure that was part of it. This is what I remember. A simple interview. And this woman, I didn't fully understand what she was getting at, again, because I was seven. But the interviewer was talking about, hey, what does the new year bring to you? You know, obviously, we're not just changing calendars to a single year, but it's a new decade, the 1970s and all that. And she said, I can't wait to get out of the 1960s and kiss 1970 right on the lips. I'll never forget it. Isn't that weird what sticks with you? But that single line by that woman, so I had kind of mixed emotions. Number one, because I was a kid of seven, I was a little appalled that, ugh, someone's talking about kissing on the lips. Yuck. But I was also intrigued at my young age of what she really meant. Why did she hate the 60s? I would later learn in life, again, why a lot of people were glad to get out of that decade and the tumultuous times. But I was intrigued by that a little bit. And I wonder how many people right now would consider doing the same thing. We're not changing decades, but we are leaving the heaviness of 2022, which really has been around since March of 2020. This has been nearly 3 years. Pandemic, you know, the lockdowns, economic issues with 40-year inflation, a bear market this year, the biggest landmass war that we've seen in Europe since World War II with Russia invading Ukraine. All of these things and then some. And then obviously everyone perhaps has some personal things that they've been struggling with the last couple of years. We've seen huge spike, of course, in depression, anxiety, things like that. So there's been a real heaviness. So I get it why people might want to look at the calendar turning in 2023 and think, it's got to get better, right? We thought maybe 21 would be better, and it was a little bit, but then we turned right back and went down in 22. So when we come back after this first break, let's talk a little bit about the despondency that is occurring. I'm not doing this as any kind of a lesson in depression here and the angst that's permeating the country right now. There is a lesson to be learned here, however, as we get on the other side of this, as I talk about some of these surveys and what people are really thinking, and maybe then what we might expect with hope in 2023. My name is Dave Simons, filling in tonight at your service. We shall return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Live and local, this is St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:20. It's At Your Service on KMOX. Dave Simon's filling in tonight. I was not expecting to talk about this, and I'm only going to spend a few seconds because I thought, well, there's no reason to bring up the outcome of the Mizzou-Kentucky basketball game. I know border war, okay, Mizzou-Illinois, you throw the records out. Mizzou, what a great victory there last week. But now they're getting into conference play, and they're taking on the mighty Kentucky ranked team. Mizzou just beat them. I think there was like a second left, and they were up by 15. So Mizzou got to a double-digit lead. It didn't take too long in that game and just held it the whole way. I don't know, man. They're what? I think they're 12-1 now, I believe. Their only loss was that debacle to KU, and I just thought, okay, the real Mizzou has come out. They played a bunch of cupcakes, and they play a real team and get blown out, and then they're going to be exposed. But I guess maybe I'm wrong. They beat a good Illinois team, and then tonight they beat Kentucky by double digits? I mean, what the heck's going on down there in Columbia? But I love it. Anyway, that's great news. All right, back to the task at hand. Kind of going the other way, I was talking a little bit before the break about this heaviness in the air here in this country and really around the world. After a few years of just one thing after another, and you feel it when you talk to people and you see what's going on in the world and you read the headlines, and man, once you get through one thing, then another thing pops up. And even the traveling through Christmas, it's supposed to be a joyous time. And I bet you many of you listening right now, some of you perhaps got caught up in the Southwest debacle, or you have a loved one who did. I certainly have a couple of friends, one family still in Vegas. They were on their way using Southwest, getting to Vegas, I guess, was the stopover, and I don't know if they were flying directly from there to Hawaii, if there was one more stop. I have no idea. But they're stuck. They've been there for a couple of days. They're in a hotel, and they, I believe, are considering getting in a van and driving to California to one of the major cities and getting on a different airline to complete their trip to Hawaii. So, like I said, man, it's like, when do we finally get to some normalcy? We haven't really had it for a few years. And politics, well, I'm not even delving into that, but that's also led to that heaviness that's out there. And all of these sentiment surveys really displays the tone of America right now, the temperature. So to wit, there is something called the University of Michigan sentiment survey. It's actually consumer sentiment. And they've been doing this, gosh, since the 1950s, I think since 1952. So it's got a pretty good long track record, great sample size here. And there's an index. I won't bore you with the details. It's not 0 to 100. I mean, you could actually score 105 depending on how you answer it. But really what they're asking people is, how do you feel about your own personal lot in life the next 6 months? You know, do you think things will get better for you personally on a financial basis? Do you think things will get better? And it's just all these questions. And then it's scores. And the average score pretty much, if you even everything out since the early 1950s, is like 80. So that's a decent score, 80. Anything above, everything seems to be going right in the country. Anything a little bit below is okay. It's when you get to like 70 or even 60. When you get to 60, that's problematic. It hasn't happened very often in the last 70 years. Well, we just touched 50 recently for the first time ever in this 70-year history. Ever. Record low. In fact, and this is a monthly survey, for the eighth month in a row, December marks the eighth month in a row, the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index has been under 60 8 months in a row. Is that a record? You might say so. The previous record, and it only happened once, was 4 months in a row of under 60. And that happened back in 1980, when actually the economy was doing even worse. And we had American hostages. And we had inflation, of course, even higher. And the unemployment on its way to double digits. And yet, the average American feels even worse about their own personal situation today. And I'm wondering, as I look at that, I'm thinking, what explains this? And I'm wondering, is it a combination of things that have been with us? Like back in the 1980s, okay, you can pinpoint a couple of things. Economy, of course, being very big, and the hostage crisis and all that. But we've also had the first pandemic, the real global pandemic and shutdown of an economy we've ever had. At least since 1918, and we really didn't even shut the economy down much back then. So that's part of it. But I think there's something else. If you really put your finger on this pulse here of social media, I think too many people are going down the rabbit holes of social media and what we call doom scrolling. You get on Twitter and you just see all these angry people, and then you get caught up in it. There actually is a release of endorphins. Have you heard about this? Where you do these studies have been done that you actually get this pleasure in a way of getting caught up in this emotion of doom scrolling, and it's got to stop. I don't think it's a majority of Americans, but it's enough that I think shows up in polls like this. That's the only way I can explain why Americans are at their largest despondent selves that we've ever seen in 70 years of this survey. But wait, there's more. So let's just go to on the investment side, not just the average American consumer, but just the investors out there. There's another group, the American Association of Individual Investors. They do their own weekly survey and have since 1987. And it's a very simple question. Do you think the stock market is going to be up 6 months from now, down, somewhat neutral, just kind of flat? And then you pick one of the three. You're either bullish, bearish, or you're in between. You're neutral. And it comes out every Thursday. So last Thursday, the survey showed, sound like Richard Dawson, survey says, the bullish number was 20.3%. The bears were 52.3, and the rest, 27.4, were neutral. But that 20.3 is key here. That's 4 weeks in a row that the number of bears have been under 25%, which does not happen very often. Now, I went a little further. I wanted to investigate. The historical average, the survey's been around now for 35 years. The historical average for bulls is 37.5%. 37.5. The survey has been, we've had 51 surveys, with one more to come this year, 51 surveys. Not one time this year has the bullish percentage been even the 35-year average. That is the first time ever in history since this started in 1987. And once again, I'm scratching my head. Wait a minute. We had 2008. We had 2000 through 02, three down years in a row. We've had some really poor years, some major bear markets, and investors are feeling worse about the next 6 months than they've ever felt the last 35 years. Again, what is going on? There's just, like I said, I keep using that word heaviness, and it's hard to articulate. It's hard to quantify. It's hard to come up with some kind of data point that says, oh, that's why. But I think it's a combination of all of these things that have come together. And so people have just said, oh, man, I don't know why I don't think the market's going to do that great. I guess inflation's going to keep being a problem. Well, as a consumer, we're the University of Michigan. How do you feel the next 6 months about your own situation? Well, I'll probably get laid off. Yeah, probably another bear market. Oh, inflation, I'm probably going to pay more for gas again. I know it came down, but it'll go up again. It's just almost like people are throwing in the towel, unlike anything that we've seen in any of these surveys. It's something else. I've got to take another break, but I want to come back, and I don't want this to be some big negative diatribe of what's going on right now in our country, because as a contrarian, I actually see this as a good sign that people are so down. I'll explain when we come back. My friends, jamming down here in the KMOX studios. It is 8:34. Dave Simons, certified financial planner by day and the occasional radio host wannabe at night, filling in. I will be back next Monday as well. Another fill-in slot from 1 to 3, and then a week from tomorrow, Thursday the 5th, from 8 to 10. And then maybe I'll be asked to stay at home for a little bit after that. I don't know. Nothing scheduled yet for the Dollars and Cents show, which is my usual radio gig on Sunday afternoons. But I assume at some point in January that will happen. And I know many of you get my weekly commentary, and I always update everybody on that. So what we have been doing is spreading good cheer here on At Your Service by talking about how despondent all of you are, or many of you. The angst and gnashing of teeth that's been going on in this country now for nearly 3 years. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's not just that survey of the average American consumer or investor. It is the professional investing class as well that's feeling it. Let me explain. Now, this is key. There are a lot of there are some lessons here when we really peel this back. So Bloomberg, the big financial outfit, has taken a look since 2000. And they have surveyed the last 22 years all of the market strategists out there who predict what the market's going to do in the upcoming year. And as we know, 90% of them will be wrong, and yet they get to keep their job and predict once again next year what the market will do, and they will likely be 10 to 20% off again, which in the second hour, I'm going to give you the data to support that. It's going to blow you away how far off everybody is, whether it's professional or amateur. So anyway, Bloomberg has looked every year since 2000 to say, okay, what was the consensus or average estimate each year of what these high price market strategists predicted for the market for the upcoming year? From 2000, when Bloomberg first started to look at this, through this year of 2022, every year the consensus estimate has been for the market to be higher. Every year. And yet, we know we've had a number of down years, right? 2000, 01, and 02 come to mind. And yet, analysts thought that the market would be higher. 2008, the market was down, as we know. 2018, it was barely down, but they predicted it would be up. This year in 2022, they predicted it would be up. And of course, we know it's not. The biggest miss was 2002. The S&P 500 that year finished down 23.4%. Not a good year, even worse than this year. And yet, the average estimate for the market that year was a whopping gain of 19%. That's only a 42% difference. As Maxwell Smart might say, missed it by that much. I mean, by a ton. Even recently, in 2019, the consensus estimate was for a small gain of about 2%, and the market jumped about 28%. So every year, until 2023, the consensus estimate, the average estimate, I should say, for the first time ever, is for the market to be down next year. The average analyst has never predicted that. Yes, some analysts do, perhaps many, but not most, and certainly not the average estimate. Now, the average estimate isn't down much. It's estimating about a 2 or 3% loss next year. But that just shows you it's not just you and I. It's the highbrow folks in their ivory towers who do this for a living, and they look out in the landscape and they think, oh, we're going to have another down year next year. Now, before you get worried about that, let me now finally crack the clouds and bring a ray of sunshine into the discussion. As a contrarian, which I am, I almost always, not always, but almost always, like to go against the consensus estimate, especially when it's so heavily one-sided. The analogy is the boat. You better be worried when you see everybody to one side of a boat, because there's a good chance it might capsize. You might want to head to the other side and bring a few of your buddies with you. And it's the same thing with investing. I have learned over these years that when everybody is convinced that something is going to happen in the market, almost always, I'm telling you, it doesn't come to pass. It just doesn't. And sometimes it has nothing to do even with finance, although it can be related. Like, I think back to Y2K. Everybody was worried. Now, some people predicted it was going to be a disaster and catastrophe. Others hoped it wouldn't. But let's admit it, we all kind of worried. And, of course, it was a big nothing burger. That's the way it happens in investing and economics and finance all the time. So when I see that for the first time ever, analysts who collectively never get it right, ever, they're always way off, are for the first time predicting a down year, I smile over that and think, I think we might have a decent year then next year. When I see that the average investor in the American Association of Individual Investors has kept the bullish number under 25% week after week and has not even been average at any time in 2022, first time that's ever happened. When I went back and looked since 1987, whenever we've had this kind of despondency among the average investors, the market typically does well the next 6 to 12 months. No guarantee of it, but I like what I see. There's one survey and sentiment indicator after another that I'm seeing that shows all this negativity. It's all one-sided. The contrarian in me comes out and says, huh, that's not to say we can't. I guess occasionally you can have a majority opinion actually come to fruition. But when it all stacks up so heavy to one-sided, to one side, I do take notice. In fact, a lot of people are taking notice of the condition of America, and they say, you know what? I want to do something different. I am tired of living in New York City for a variety of reasons. I'm tired of living in San Francisco. I'm tired of politics in Illinois, especially those of you who live downstate, and I hear it all the time. I can't stand the fact that we are being governed by people in Springfield and Chicago, and they're making life miserable for us here in Illinois. And so you all, many of you, are voting with your feet and leaving. These numbers are eye-opening, and I'm not delving into the politics of this. I know a lot of you are going to read between the lines and say, well, you clearly see what's happening. It's hard not to. I'll let others debate it. I just give you the facts here. But people are moving unlike we've ever seen in this country. And it all started with the pandemic. Or actually, you might say months after that. But Texas and Florida, have been the beneficiaries of this. Texas and Florida, population-wise, only make up 15% of the U.S. population. But get this. Those two states account for 70% of population growth in 2022. Wow. So where are they coming from? Well, California leads the country for the most number of people who moved this year out of state. 343,000 people left California, followed by New York, 299,000, followed by the aforementioned Illinois, 141,000. So there's your top three states with the most amount of citizens leaving: California, New York, Illinois, followed by New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, Massachusetts. Where are they going? Florida, number one, an influx of new residents, 318,000, followed by Texas, 230,000. A big drop-off after that. I told you that 70% of the folks moving have gone to just those two states, Texas and Florida. Big drop-off after that, but for those of you counting and playing this game at home, North Carolina is third at 99,000. Followed by its neighbor directly south, South Carolina, 84,000. And then you have Tennessee, Georgia, and Arizona. This was a little quirky thing. West Virginia, more people moved to West Virginia than left for the first time in a decade. So you can look at a lot of the things that the states where people are leaving have in common, a lot of the things where the states are receiving citizens have in common. Now, I know a lot of folks who will want to play some politics with this. I get it. But let's be careful, because I think some folks will want to stretch that a little too far. For example, governors of the states that are losing a lot of citizens, especially from the north, are going to say, well, I mean, look, the weather, we can't compete. You just mentioned Florida, Texas, and all these southern states. We can't compete with that. Well, let's be careful, because get this, all of Illinois' neighbors. Look at the five states that geographically border Illinois: Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky. All five states had net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
My friends, jamming down here in the KMOX studios. It is 8:34. Dave Simons, certified financial planner by day and the occasional radio host wannabe at night, filling in. I will be back next Monday as well. Another fill-in slot from 1 to 3, and then a week from tomorrow, Thursday the 5th, from 8 to 10. And then maybe I'll be asked to stay at home for a little bit after that. I don't know. Nothing left or nothing scheduled yet for the Dollars and Cents show, which is my usual radio gig on Sunday afternoons. But I assume at some point in January that will happen. And I know many of you get my weekly commentary, and I always update everybody on that. So what we have been doing is spreading good cheer here on At Your Service by talking about how despondent all of you are, or many of you. The angst and gnashing of teeth that's been going on in this country now for nearly 3 years. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's not just that survey of the average American consumer or investor. It is the professional investing class as well that's feeling it. Let me explain. Now, this is key. There are a lot of there are some lessons here when we really peel this back. So Bloomberg, the big financial outfit, has taken a look since 2000. And they have surveyed the last 22 years all of the market strategists out there who predict what the market's going to do in the upcoming year. And as we know, 90% of them will be wrong, and yet they get to keep their job and predict once again next year what the market will do, and they will likely be 10 to 20% off again, which in the second hour, I'm going to give you the data to support that. It's going to blow you away how far off everybody is, whether it's professional or amateur. So anyway, Bloomberg has looked every year since 2000 to say, okay, what was the consensus or average estimate each year of what these high-priced market strategists predicted for the market for the upcoming year? From 2000, when Bloomberg first started to look at this, through this year of 2022, every year the consensus estimate has been for the market to be higher. Every year. And yet, we know we've had a number of down years, right? 2000, 01, and 02 come to mind. And yet, analysts thought that the market would be higher. 2008, the market was down, as we know. 2018, it was barely down, but they predicted it would be up. This year in 2022, they predicted it would be up. And of course, we know it's not. The biggest miss was 2002. The S&P 500 that year finished down 23.4%. Not a good year, even worse than this year. And yet, the average estimate for the market that year was a whopping gain of 19%. That's only a 42% difference. As Maxwell Smart might say, missed it by that much. I mean, by a ton. Even recently, in 2019, the consensus estimate was for a small gain of about 2%, and the market jumped about 28%. So every year, until 2023, 2023, the consensus estimate, the average estimate, I should say, for the first time ever, is for the market to be down next year. The average analyst has never predicted that. Yes, some analysts do, perhaps many, but not most, and certainly not the average estimate. Now, the average estimate isn't down much. It's estimating about a 2 or 3% loss next year. But that just shows you it's not just you and I. It's the highbrow folks and their ivory towers who do this for a living, and they look out in the landscape and they think, oh, we're going to have another down year next year. Now, before you get worried about that, let me now finally crack the clouds and bring a ray of sunshine into the discussion. As a contrarian, which I am, I almost always, not always, but almost always, like to go against the consensus estimate, especially when it's so heavily one-sided. The analogy is the boat. You better be worried when you see everybody to one side of a boat, because there's a good chance it might capsize. You might want to head to the other side and bring a few of your buddies with you. And it's the same thing with investing. I have learned over these years that when everybody is convinced that something is going to happen in the market, almost always, I'm telling you, it doesn't come to pass. It just doesn't. And sometimes it has nothing to do even with finance, although it can be related. Like, I think back to Y2K. Everybody was worried. Now, some people predicted it was going to be a disaster and catastrophe. Others hoped it wouldn't. But let's admit it, we all kind of worried. And, of course, it was a big nothing burger. That's the way it happens in investing and economics and finance all the time. So when I see that for the first time ever, analysts who collectively never get it right, ever, they're always way off, are for the first time predicting a down year, I smile over that and think, I think we might have a decent year then next year. When I see that the average investor in the American Association of Individual Investors has kept the bullish number under 25% week after week and has not even been average at any time in 2022, first time that's ever happened. When I went back and looked since 1987, whenever we've had this kind of despondency among the average investors, the market typically does well the next 6 to 12 months. No guarantee of it, but I like what I see. There's one survey and sentiment indicator after another that I'm seeing that shows all this negativity. It's all one-sided. The contrarian in me comes out and says, huh, that's not to say we can't. I guess occasionally you can have a majority opinion actually come to fruition. But when it all stacks up so heavy to one side, I do take notice. In fact, a lot of people are taking notice of the condition of America, and they say, you know what? I want to do something different. I am tired of living in New York City for a variety of reasons. I'm tired of living in San Francisco. I'm tired of politics in Illinois, especially those of you who live downstate, and I hear it all the time. I can't stand the fact that we are being governed by people in Springfield and Chicago, and they're making life miserable for us here in Illinois. And so you all, many of you, are voting with your feet and leaving. These numbers are eye-opening, and I'm not delving into the politics of this. I know a lot of you are going to read between the lines and say, well, you clearly see what's happening. It's hard not to. I'll let others debate it. I just give you the facts here. But people are moving unlike we've ever seen in this country. And it all started with the pandemic. Or actually, you might say months after that. But Texas and Florida have been the beneficiaries of this. Texas and Florida, population-wise, only make up 15% of the U.S. population. But get this. Those two states account for 70% of population growth in 2022. Wow. So where are they coming from? Well, California leads the country for the most number of people who moved this year out of state. 343,000 people left California, followed by New York, 299,000, followed by the aforementioned Illinois, 141,000. So there's your top three states with the most amount of citizens leaving: California, New York, Illinois, followed by New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, Massachusetts. Where are they going? Florida, number one. An influx of new residents, 318,000. Followed by Texas, 230,000. A big drop-off after that. I told you that 70% of the folks moving have gone to just those two states, Texas and Florida. Big drop-off after that. But for those of you counting and playing this game at home, North Carolina is third at 99,000, followed by its neighbor directly south, South Carolina, 84,000. And then you have Tennessee, Georgia, and Arizona. This was a little quirky thing. West Virginia, more people moved to West Virginia than left for the first time in a decade. So you can look at a lot of the things that the states where people are leaving have in common, a lot of the things where the states are receiving citizens have in common. Now, I know a lot of folks who will want to play some politics with this. I get it. But let's be careful, because I think some folks will want to stretch that a little too far. For example, governors of the states that are losing a lot of citizens, especially from the north, are going to say, well, I mean, look, the weather, we can't compete. You just mentioned Florida, Texas, and all these southern states. We can't compete with that. Well, let's be careful, because get this, all of Illinois' neighbors, look at the five states that geographically border Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky, all five states had net inflows of citizens in the past year. Yes, even here in Missouri, we're all positive, barely positive, but positive nonetheless. Illinois was negative. So let's not talk about the weather there. Governors also can't blame, you know, the empty offices in the big cities, because you have other big cities like Miami and Dallas up 3 to 8% of people moving into these big cities and taking up residence in the big office towers down there. So, I don't know, something has definitely happened, and it really relates to what I was talking about when people are just this heaviness, this despondency that I keep talking about, and some folks say, you know what, this isn't worth it anymore. We can work remotely, and we vacation down here in Arizona or Texas or Florida or South Carolina or whatever. Let's investigate. Let's see if we can go down there and keep our jobs, and if not, is there some other job that we might be able to get? Because what we're doing here the last couple of years, I'm just not happy anymore. And the history books someday, years from now, will be written about this time and show that this mass migration, and there's always been for years, of course, people have typically moved the last couple of decades from the north to the south, but not at this rate. And it's all been happening since 2020. Let's change gears and talk about baseball cards, shall we? We'll do that after we come back. You're listening to At Your Service on Camel X. Oh, man, this takes me way back. I admit it, I grew up on KSHE Classics. Welcome back. This is At Your Service. We just happen to be on Camel X. Another station, of course, I grew up with back in the 60s and 70s, and some of my fondest memories driving downtown to Busch Stadium to see my beloved Cardinals back in the day with my dad, driving down from Florissant and listening to Bob Bragg and Bob Burns, At Your Service. Oh, my gosh. And to think, if you could have told that kid, you know, someday you're going to be sitting at Camel X and talking about stuff, that would be mind-blowing to me. I probably would have fainted with anxiety even thinking about the possibility, but here I am. I promise I won't faint. Speaking of those days and speaking of baseball, I was an avid baseball collector back in those days and continued through high school. I just loved it. And not because I ever thought it would be worth anything. I've just always been kind of a collectible kind of guy when it comes to sports memorabilia, and I always did. And my first full set that I collected was in 1974 when I was 12 years old, and then I just continued that. And I still have my cards to this day. I treated them like gold. So many of you talk about when you were kids, you know, your mom threw away the shoebox of cards, or you put them on the spokes of your bicycle, or you pasted them and glued them to pieces of paper and ruined them. I didn't. I carefully would put them in shoe boxes and I would get them out and I would handle them with care. I don't know why. When I was a kid, I just did. And so now they're all in plastic sheets, and some of my more valuable cards I even have in hard plastic. And someday my son will get them. I told him that. Of course, he's going to be an older guy. I'm hoping he'll be older by the time he gets them. I said, you can do with them what you want. I will never sell them, no matter what price I might get for them. And because they just mean so much to me from a personal and emotional standpoint. And I think about that when I see stuff like Aaron Judge's 60-second home run ball. Did you see this? It just sold at auction for $1.5 million. Now, the guy who caught the ball, he auctioned it through a company called Golden Auctions. And that is run by a man by the name of Ken Golden. And Ken said something interesting. He said, if Aaron Judge had done this a year ago, when the economy was doing great and all of this other stuff, you know, the meme stocks and crypto and Bitcoin were all flying, the collectibles are always part of that mix. He believes that Aaron Judge's 60-second home run ball, if it had happened in 2021, would have fetched more than $3 million. That's a key number because that, to this day, is still the most ever sold for a baseball, and that just happened to be Mark McGwire's 61st home run, or 62nd home run, I guess I should say, 25 years ago. So this only sold for half. And yet a lot of people will say, well, the real record, I'm sorry, is Aaron Judge. We all know about Sosa, McGwire, Bonds, okay? They just got caught up in that, and the economy was doing well in the late 90s, and good for the guy who sold Mark McGwire's baseball. So we go over to baseball cards and other kinds of memorabilia, and actually, no, this isn't baseball. This is a rookie card of Michael Jordan. This shows you how prices have fallen. So in January of 21, nearly 2 years ago, this guy Golden auctioned off a Michael Jordan rookie card. It was mint condition, $720,000. Okay, $720,000. The same minted rookie Jordan card was just listed for $189,000. That's like what Bitcoin has done. And these SPACs and meme stocks and all this other stuff that's been happening. But that's what goes on with collectibles. Now, again, I don't personally care. Some of my more valuable cards. I do have a Nolan Ryan rookie card. It's not in mint condition, so it's not going to fetch thousands of dollars, but it could still give me something decent. I've got actually four or five Robin Yount and George Brett rookie cards from 75. My personal favorite, it's not the most valuable, but it's up there, is a Lou Brock rookie card. He was my favorite player. So when I was older as an adult and actually had money, okay, there's this new thing in the 90s, you might have heard of it, called the internet. And then this new company, you might have heard of it, called eBay. Well, people like me, it brought back the child in me again. I rediscovered my love of baseball cards, which I hadn't even thought about for decades. And now I could go on and say, oh, wow, Lou Brock rookie card. I never would have come across that when I was young, I guess. I ended up getting Lou Brock cards in the 70s, but not ever his rookie card. And now that I'm a working adult and making some money, I can go actually buy something like that. But I don't care about the value. It means something more to that. But for those of you who are looking for good value in collectibles, you might look at some of this. You're probably getting them at a discount for prices that will inevitably rise over the next few years. We'll be back. Second hour coming up. Oh man, this takes me way back. I admit it, I grew up on KSHE Classics. Welcome back. This is At Your Service. We just happen to be on Camo X, another station, of course, I grew up with back in the 60s and 70s, and some of my fondest memories driving downtown to Busch Stadium to see my beloved Cardinals back in the day with my dad, driving down from Florissant and listening to Bob Bragg and Bob Burns at your service. Oh, my gosh. And to think, if you could have told that kid, you know, someday you're going to be sitting at Camo X and talking about stuff, that would be mind-blowing to me. I probably would have fainted with anxiety even thinking about the possibility, but here I am. And I promise I won't faint. Speaking of those days and speaking of baseball, I was an avid baseball collector back in those days and continued through high school. I just loved it. And not because I ever thought it would be worth anything. I've just always been kind of a collectible kind of guy when it comes to sports memorabilia. And I always did. And my first full set that I collected was in 1974 when I was 12 years old, and then I just continued that. And I still have my cards to this day. I treated them like gold. So many of you talk about when you were kids, you know, your mom threw away the shoebox of cards, or you put them on the spokes of your bicycle, or you pasted them and glued them to pieces of paper and ruined them. I didn't. I carefully would put them in shoeboxes, and I would get them out, and I would handle them with care. I don't know why. When I was a kid, I just did. And so now they're all in plastic sheets, and some of my more valuable cards I even have in hard plastic. And someday my son will get them. I told him that. Of course, he's going to be an older guy. I'm hoping he'll be older by the time he gets them. I said, you can do with them what you want. I will never sell them, no matter what price I might get for them. And because they just mean so much to me from a personal and emotional standpoint. And I think about that when I see stuff like Aaron Judge's 60-second home run ball. Did you see this? It just sold at auction for $1.5 million. Now, the guy who caught the ball, he auctioned it through a company called Golden Auctions. And that is run by a man by the name of Ken Golden. And Ken said something interesting. He said, if Aaron Judge had done this a year ago, when the economy was doing great and all of this other stuff, you know, the meme stocks and crypto and Bitcoin were all flying, the collectibles all are always part of that mix. He believes that Aaron Judge's 60-second home run ball, if it had happened in 2021, would have fetched more than $3 million. That's a key number because that, to this day, is still the most ever sold for a baseball, and that just happened to be Mark McGwire's 61st home run, or 62nd home run, I guess I should say, 25 years ago. So this only sold for half. And yet a lot of people will say, well, the real record, I'm sorry, is Aaron Judge. We all know about Sosa, McGwire, Bonds, okay? They just got caught up in that, and the economy was doing well in the late 90s, and good for the guy who sold Mark McGwire's baseball. So we go over to baseball cards and other kinds of memorabilia, and actually, no, this isn't baseball. This is a rookie card of Michael Jordan. This shows you how prices have fallen. So in January of 21, nearly 2 years ago, this guy Golden auctioned off a Michael Jordan rookie card. It was mint condition, $720,000. Okay, $720,000. The same minted rookie Jordan card was just listed for $189,000. That's like what Bitcoin has done. And these SPACs and meme stocks and all this other stuff that's been happening. But that's what goes on with collectibles. Now, again, I don't personally care. Some of my more valuable cards, I do have a Nolan Ryan rookie card. It's not in mint condition, so it's not going to fetch thousands of dollars, but it could still give me something decent. I've got actually four or five Robin Yount and George Brett rookie cards from 75. My personal favorite, it's not the most valuable, but it's up there, is a Lou Brock rookie card. He was my favorite player, so when I was older as an adult and actually had money, okay, there's this new thing in the 90s, you might have heard of it, called the internet. And then this new company, you might have heard of it, called eBay. Well, people like me, it brought back the child in me again. I rediscovered my love of baseball cards, which I hadn't even thought about for decades. And now I could go on and say, oh, wow, Lou Brock rookie card, I never would have come across that when I was young, I guess. I ended up getting Lou Brock cards in the 70s, but not ever his rookie card. And now that I'm a working adult and making some money, I can go actually buy something like that. But I don't care about the value. It means something more to that. But for those of you who are looking for good value in collectibles, you might look at some of this. You're probably getting them at a discount for prices that will inevitably rise over the next few years. We'll be back. Second hour coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.